Tadham paramam mama. Anyone else? Avyaktaha, unmanifested. Aksharaha, infallible. Iti, thus. Uktaha, is said. Tam, that. Ahuhu is known. Paramam, the ultimate. Gatim, destination. Yam, which. Prapya, gaining. Na, never. Nivartante, come back. Tat, that. Dhamma, abode. Paramam, supreme. Mama, my. Translation and purport by Hitanandre S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. That which the Vedanta is described as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode. Purport. The supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is described in the Brahma Samhita as Chintamani Dhamma, a place where all desires are fulfilled. The supreme abode of Lord Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavana, is full of palaces made of the stone. There are also trees called desire trees that supply any type of eatable upon demand. And there are cows known as Surabhi cows, which supply limitless supply of milk. In this abode, the Lord is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune. And He is called Govinda, the primal Lord and the cause of all causes. The Lord is accustomed to blow His flute, Venum Kvanantam. His transcendental form is most attractive in all the worlds. His eyes are like lotus petals, and the color of His body is like the color of clouds. He is so attractive that His beauty excels that of thousands of cupids. He wears saffron cloth, a garland around His neck, and a peacock feather in His hair. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives only a small hint of His personal abode, Goloka Vrindavana, which is the supermost planet in the spiritual kingdom. A vivid description is given in the Brahma Samhita, Vedic literatures, Katha Upanishad, state 1.3.11, state that there is nothing superior to the abode of the Supreme Godhead, and that abode is ultimate destination. Purushan na param kinchit sa kasta paramagatihi. When one attains to it, he never returns to the material world. Krishna's supreme abode and Krishna Himself are non-different, being of the same quality. On this earth, Vrindavan, 90 miles southeast of Delhi, is a replica of that supreme Goloka Vrindavana located in the spiritual sky. When Krishna descended on this earth, He is ported on that particular tract of land known as Vrindavan, comprising about 84 square miles in the district of Mathura, India. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gauravottamanda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. A अव्यक्तोऽक्षर इत्युक्तस्तमहाहु परमां गतिं यं प्राप्य मा यं प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमं मम. सो एज श्रील प्रभुपाद ही मेन्शन्ड इन दिस पर्पट दैट इन भगवद गीता कृष्ण गिव्स ग्लिम्स ऑफ हिज पर्सनल अबोड गोलोक वृंदावन विच इज सुपर मोस्ट प्लैनेट इन द स्पिरिचुअल किंगडम तद्धाम परमं मम supreme abode, supermost planet. So this is just a hint, but in other books there is vivid description, elaborate, especially Brahma Samhita. In Brahma Samhita Srila Prabhupada he wrote about this verse in the 15th verse of this chapter purport. 15th verse purport of this chapter. So he says, that verse is that Dukalayam Ashashvatam verse. Mam apetya upunarjanma Dukalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmanaha Samsiddhim Param. You all can come little closer and maybe you can take them little back because the sound is clashing and I don't know how you are able to hear behind the sound is coming. Since this temporary material world is full of miseries of birth, old age, disease and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains supreme planet Krishna Loka Goloka Vrindavana does not wish to return. Napnuvanti Mahatmanah Samsiddhim Paramam Gata. After attaining that supreme abode, they don't like to come back to this material world. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Avyakta Akshara Paramagati. In other words, the planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable and it is highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas. So the supreme planet is described in the Vedic literature Avyakta, especially three characteristics he mentions here. One is Avyakta, Akshara and Paramagati. Paramagati. Avyakto Akshara Yutyuktastam Hahu Paramam Gatim. So Avyakta means unseen. We cannot see that with our vision. Prabhupada would explain. So our scientists with their telescopes, they cannot even see the end of this material world, what to speak of spiritual world. Or they cannot go to, with their rockets, they cannot go to the end of this material world only, what to speak of going to spiritual world. So therefore it is avyakta, unmanifest, unseen, akshara, so it is indestructible. And Paramagati, it is a supreme abode, Paramagati. So this material world is temporary, it is Ashashvatam. So everything in this world is temporary. So you take a great empire, gigantic, so planets, or a small piece of apple, everything is temporary in this world. That is called as Kshara, and Akshara means inexplicable or indestructible. Paramagati, supreme abode, highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. And Mahatmas, especially this abode of Krishna, Braja, Goloka Vrindavana, can be attained by followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, therefore it is highest destination for Mahatmas, Mahatmanastu. Napnuvanti Mahatmanah Samsiddhim Paramam Gataha. So they attain to the Samsiddhi Paramam Gataha. So this is supreme abode. So, and as Prabhupada mentioned that this only glimpse is given in Bhagavad Gita. So So just some three words Krishna explains his abode. In 15th chapter there is one more verse. Right? Natadbhasayate Surya. Na shashanko na pavakaha yadgatvana nivartante tadhama paramam mama. Yadgatvana nivartante tadhama paramam mama. So, that supreme abode is neither illuminated by sun, moon or electricity. So, after attaining that, one does not come back to this material world. So we see that this material world is by nature dark. It is therefore called as tamas. It is. So Krishna, just like human beings now, in the night it is dark. So therefore they have made this electricity. So Krishna also has kept this sun to illuminate this dark material world. So like we put a lamp, right, or not, in the night. So like that, Lord Krishna has put this lamp of sun to illuminate this dark material world. So by nature this material world is dark. So, but that abode of Krishna is self-illuminated. It is. There is no need of sunlight, moonlight, electricity, etc. So that is Prabhupada in the Purport, he writes, one should be attracted by these descriptions, he says, by hearing such descriptions. So we don't become attracted to darkness. Do we become? If someone who is in really gross tamoguna, he will be. Andhera kayam rahe. So they love andhera, right, or darkness. As soon as evening, it was in Indian villages, it was a trend. As soon as it becomes dusk, immediately they put on lamp. Otherwise it is considered as inauspicious. So otherwise we are inviting ghosts, hobgoblins, bhutas, pretas, pishachas, and all this kind of things. And our consciousness also will become like that, bhutas, pishachas. So our people in the night here, they don't put a lamp, they always use this to spoil the eyes. So this is mode of passion and ignorance, right? We don't want to spend 1 minute for putting on the lamp, right? Just 1 minute, it, right or not, to put on. Or even we are staying together, oh, why I should put, let him put on, why I should waste my 1 minute. So mode of passion and ignorance. Anyway, so in Krishna's abode you will not have that trouble also to put that 1 minute in Goloka. It is self-illuminated, right or not? So, like this, one or two verses, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's abode is being described. But in Brahma Samhita, there is a lot of Prabhupada here he mentioned in the purport that vivid description is given in Brahma Samhita. Vivid description. So, it's mostly, if you see Bhagavad Gita and all the Upanishads, Vedas and all, Upanishads especially. So there is no clear Bhagavad Gita is clear. So, but generally if you see all the Vedic literatures, they are put in such a language that so people tend to misunderstand them. So this is trend in modern science also. They write all the books in what you all read in the school textbooks about scientific theories, actually they are not. So they are not in the original form actually. So all the original scientific writings, so they are written in such a language that no one can understand them deliberately. Similarly, Shastra is also written like that, deliberately. So Lord Krishna himself said in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, avyaktam cha mama priya. So I like this kind of indirect descriptions, he says, Krishna. All the rishis have described me in an indirect way in the Shastras. So, and I like this kind of descriptions. Why is like that? Generally, Shastra is meant for conditioned souls. Right? In the spiritual world, those who are liberated souls, they are already in perfection of knowledge. So, they don't need Shastra. So, Shastra is meant for conditioned souls. And conditioned souls, naturally, they are envious of Krishna. So, therefore, such description is to confuse them or to misguide them, mislead them. So, we see that even after coming to Krishna consciousness, most of the people just misunderstand Krishna consciousness. So, it's so misguiding and misleading, it is whole, this whole material world is, our conditional life is. So, in this way, so Vedic literature, there is no vivid description. Some hint is given like this. So, but Brahma Samhita, there is vivid description of the abode of Krishna. So, here in the purport, Prabhupada quotes two verses from Brahma Samhita. I would like to read it again, so that you can identify both the verses. The supreme abode of the personality of Godhead Krishna is described in Brahma Samhita as Chintamani Dham, a place where all desires are fulfilled. The supreme abode of Lord Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavana, is full of palaces made of touchstone. There are also trees called desire trees that supply any type of eatable upon demand. And there are cows known as Surabhi cows, which supply a limitless supply of milk. In this abode, the Lord is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of Arjuna, Lakshmis. And he is called Govinda, the primal Lord and the cause of all causes. The Lord is accustomed to blow his flute, Venum Kvanantham. His transcendental form is most attractive in all the worlds. His eyes are like lotus petals, and color of his body is like color of clouds. He is so attractive that his beauty excels that of thousands of cupids. He wears saffron cloth, a garland around his neck, and a peacock feather in his hair. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives only a small hint of his personal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, which is supermost planet in his. In the spiritual kingdom. A vivid description is given in the Brahma Samhita. So, who will tell? Two verses. You have to raise the hand, I said. You have to raise the hands. So, you will tell both? Okay. One only. Who will tell both the verses? Two verses. Vijay will tell? Okay, tell Vijay, both the verses. You have to tell both the verses without mistake. Who will tell? You have to raise your hand. No. Wrong. First verse is okay, Chintamani. Second one is Venum Konantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Varaha. There is an English word called what is that? Braying of. Braying means what? Singing of asses. When you are singing in front of the Lord, try to sing in a pleasing way. Don't torture the Lord. Lord will run away from there. Right? The way you all sing. It should be sung in a very sweet, melodious way. No? Right? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all these things are... So all this training is required, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. How to sing in front of the Lord is given there. So when devotees start singing in front of the Lord, then Lord Shiva stops playing his damaru. Stops playing his damaru. Because Lord Shiva's playing of damaru is disturbance, it is. Mayavadis, they say that this we recite daily Maheshwara Sutras. They originated from Lord Shiva's damaru, they say. I guess that they emanated from Lord Krishna's flute, but Mayavadis, they say, Lord Shiva's flute, damaru. Anyway, you see, Lord Shiva's, even if you take like that, so Lord Shiva's damaru, these sutras are emanating. What must be the sound of his damaru? And devotee singing should be better than that, right? Anyway, singing will take some other time, that we'll discuss some other time. So these are the two verses which Prabhupada quotes here. So like this, all the purports are composed based on Shastric verses. So first one, Chintamani, it is called Chintamani Dham. Chintamani Prakara Sadmashu Kalpa Vraksha Lakshavrateshu Surabhi Ravipalayantam. So Chintamani is a gem, is a stone. So it converts iron into gold. And literally if you see Chintamani, Chinta means what? Whatever you desire. So it can fulfill those desires. That is called as Chintamani. Money means jewel or stone. Valuable stone is called money. So that is Chintamani. Krishna's abode is made up of Chintamani. So in the purport of this verse, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote a commentary on this verse of Brahma Samhita. He writes, this Chintamani is not the Chintamani of this material world, he says. So that means material Chintamani and spiritual Chintamani are different, because in spiritual world there is no influence of matter. It is Shuddha Sattva is there. So it is made up of Chit Shakti, Krishna's spiritual energy. And material world is made up of Achit Shakti, Krishna's external energy. So there is no influence or there is no contamination or touch of material energy there. So obviously this Chintamani should be different from Chintamani of this world. Have you seen Chintamani in this world, anyone? You must have never heard in your life until you read that in Bhagavad Gita or Brahma Samhita before coming to Krishna. So previously they used to be there, they used to be stone. In English, there is no word for Chintamani. So they translated a philosopher's stone. Touchstone is there. That is Parashmani, something like that. So anyway, and another reason for that is because modern day people, they have not seen at all this one. So at least we know one example of existence of Chintamani. It was with Sanatana Goswami. Prabhupada told that story, no? That one person went to Sanatana Goswami. He asked for that. He had heard that this Babaji has Chintamani. Anyway, he is a renounced Babaji. What he will do with this? Chintamani. He went and asked him. So like that, then Sanatana Goswami gave him, but he was not satisfied because anything material world, whatever, however much you have in material world, so that will not satisfy. So then again he came back. He thought that because Sanatana Goswami had thrown that in the dustbin, so he thought he applied logic that Sanatana Goswami must be having something more valuable than this. Why not I should procure from? Why not I go and procure that? So he came back and then he told him, so you throw away that Chintamani in Yamuna. So with heavy heart he went and threw that. So then Sanatana Goswami gave him Nama Chintamani, that is another Chintamani. Here we are discussing about Chintamani Dham, and that is Nama Chintamani. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Naminaha. So this Chintamani Dham, this is not even material Chintamani, it is spiritual Chintamani, spiritual touchstones. So a place where all desires are fulfilled. The supreme abode of Lord Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, is full of palaces made of touchstone. There are also trees called desire trees. Chintamani prakara sadmashu kalpa vraksha lakshavrateshu surabhiravipalayantam. So there are kalpa vrakshas, desire fulfilling trees are there. Now in the spiritual world there are no material desires. There are no desires to be fulfilled. So everyone is Atma Rama, self-satisfied. But still they may have transcendental desires to satisfy Krishna or serve Krishna. Therefore kalpa vrakshas are there to help them, to assist them. So desire trees, kalpa vrakshas, supply any type of eatables upon demand. And any type of these kalpa vrakshas, it's not that mango tree will produce only mango tree, not that too, seasonally, once in a year. So now there is sitapal season is there, right or not? After some time there will be no sitapal. But there in the spiritual world, all the fruit can grow in one tree in all seasons. Kunjivihari is laughing. So nice it is, right? So that is kalpa vriksha. But here, so he has already explained, you see, Nitayana Mahaprabhu, samosa. So yeah, I was just about to say that. So not only fruits, any kind of eatable, Prabhupada here he says. Right? If you want samosa, if you want rasgulla, if you want gulab jamun, these trees can supply. No cooking tension. Desire trees. But still people are not lazy there. Prabhupada said, those who cannot cook themselves, they are lazy. He said, Prabhupada. Those who cannot cook themselves, they are lazy, Prabhupada, he said. So, but still they are not lazy there in the spiritual world. Anyway, they can supply any type of eatable. Lakshavratesu surabhi ravipalayantam. So, and there are cows known as surabhi cows which simply supply a limitless supply of milk. So, lakshav, millions of cows are there, surabhi cows. Actually, in the material world also, there is Surabhi Loka. So, other day we were discussing about Govardhan pastime, Govardhan Leela. There, at the end, when Indra became aware that he has made offense to Lord Krishna, he brought Surabhi cow in a secluded place to please Krishna. So, that cow is from Surabhi Loka of this material world. So, there are Surabhi cows there. But these Surabhi cows are spiritual, transcendental cows. They are not material cows. So, of course, material cows are also very important. In the material world also, cows are very important. Prabhupada would say, no? Without cows, there is the end of human civilization. So, there are many things in the material world, especially Varnashrama. Varnashrama society is very dear to Lord Krishna. So all the items of Varnashrama, they are dear to Krishna. That is understood based on that verse. Chaturvarna, whatever. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana, Hitaya cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namo. So sometime Prabhupada would translate. Brahmana means Brahminical civilization or Vedic civilization. Basically Varnashrama society. Or a society which is led by Brahmanas. Varnashrama is led by Brahmanas, right? So, in this way, that is very dear to Lord Krishna. So, in this way, to help us to become Krishna conscious, Lord kept some of those things which are dear to Him in the material world. So that we become Krishna conscious by coming in contact with them, by coming in association with them. So, by interacting with them. So, that is a point to be noted. So, Surabhi cows, they give supply, limitless supply of milk. Not just 7-8 liters of milk. So, they supply limitless milk. In this abode, Lord is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis. Surabhi Rapi Palan, Lakshavrateshu Surabhi Rapi. Venum Konantam Ravinda Dalaya Thaksham, Varhavatam Masitanvita Sundaran, Kandarpa Koti. No, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Govind, thousands of Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune. So, sometime we see here in the material world, so we do devotional service as though we are doing favor on the Lord actually. As though we think that without doing service to we, if without doing, without I doing this service, so Lord will not get benefit. So in this way we serve, but the Lord doesn't want any. He has His own thousands of Lakshmis. And another point to understand is that someone may give donation to the Lord, right, you know, for Lord's mission here in the material world. So, he may think that I am doing great favor by giving this donation to the temple. No. So, he should think that, oh, I am becoming free from my karmic reactions by offering this to the Lord. So, like that attitude should be there. I am fallen condition. I need to be delivered myself. I have to purify myself, purify my wealth. I have to offer it to Krishna. So like that. Because goddesses of fortune are serving thousands of goddesses of fortune with Lakshmi, Shata, Sambrahma. Sambrahma with means great enthusiasm. Not that dull. What is that? Karna hai ki nahi karna hai. Think about thousand times before doing. Subha utna hai ki nahi utna hai. Should get up or not get up. Thousand times think. So that is not Sambrahma. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to Tamal Krishna Goswami. In spiritual world, devotees never take rest. 24 hours, 365 days a year. Continuously, with unlimited enthusiasm, they engage in the service of the Lord. Right or not? So, like that enthusiasm should be there. Right? So, you can see that Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was there, movement had life. Life was there. So, even in such a, if you apparently see external material point of view, Prabhupada was a old man. Even external point of view also, Prabhupada was more energetic than his young disciples. In morning walks, they could not catch up with Srila Prabhupada. In morning walks, they could not, young boys. Almost they were of the age of his grandsons. around, and we see that as society is, material society is progressing, so, and people are becoming degraded, so, and therefore they are becoming degraded, fallen, don't have physical, mental, spiritual strength at all. So, and sometime I discuss that with the devotees that in the future, now whatever little services are going on in Krishna consciousness, that will also stop. Alright, many times I told, book distribution will stop, deity worship will stop, no one will be there to, no one will have energy to even rotate some agarbati in front of agarbati. We are seeing those such symptoms. So that's why Varnashrama is required. Whatever little bhakti is going on, that will also stop. All temples will become hospitals. Where patients will be there. You may have to put some beds, beddings. Ashrams will become hospitals. Now also we see in the ashram, ashram is like just some pharmaceutical shop it is. Every brahmachari's cupboard will be filled with so many medicines. Yeah. So with great enthusiasm, Lakshmi Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam. So this is description of the spiritual world. Then Surabhir Abhipalayantam, he is tending the cows there. And all the gopis, Lakshmi's here means gopis, because this is description of Goloka Vrindavan. So they are serving Krishna with great enthusiasm. And so you see, all these descriptions are important. Why? Because one thing is that we become attracted by hearing these descriptions. And another thing is that people, they speak about mukti, mukti, mukti. But after mukti, what happens? What we will be doing? Or they may speak about kingdom of God, like in other religions also, Christianity, Islam and all. They speak about jannat or heaven, right or not? But what is going on in jannat and heaven? They don't know that. Here there is description. And especially the next verse, Prabhupada would ask, what is your conception of God? Prabhupada would ask, what is your conception of God? According to you, who is God and how does he look? Look like. So, what is his form? So, most of the people, they do not know. What is the use of that religion which does not? Because the purpose of religion is to know God and love God. Right? So, religion means belief in God. That is literal meaning. Belief in God. We can believe in God unless we don't know him, how will we able to believe in God? So therefore, religion, purpose of Prabhupada, he elaborated on that meaning of religion. Religion means to know God and love God. So that is the meaning of religion. So what is the use of religion without a clear conception of God? For example, Buddhism, they call one of the six great religions of the world, like that they say, right or not. But ultimately Buddhism is what? Shunya, zero, zero. There is no God. We have to become zero, shunya, void. Ultimately everything is zero. So, if zero, we have to become void, null, nothing. So then what kind of religion it is? How it is religion? By definition, if you see religion, it is not religion at all ultimately, right or not? Buddhism is. So in this way we see that there should be clear conception of God. Then Prabhupada, he would explain that you ask us what is your conception of God or what is our conception of God. So we know everything. We know the name of God. We know the Father of God. We know the address of God. Everything clearly. And he would quote this verse. Venum konantam aravinda dalayathaksham varhavasam varhavatamsam asitam buddha sundaranga kandarpakoti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. So what is he doing? He is Govinda, his name is. And what is he doing? He is playing on his flute. Venum konantam. His eyes are just like lotus petals. So our eyes are cactus petals. So his eyes are just like lotus petals. Aravinda dala. Dalayatha aksham. Aksham. Aravinda dala. Varhavatam samasitam buddha. And he puts in peacock feather in his hair. So varha vatam samasitam buddha sundarangam. Asitam buddha sundarangam. What is his complexion? So it is just like a monsoon cloud. Complexion of monsoon cloud. So even that is also, his color has nothing to do with this material world. It is just to help us to understand how does Krishna look like. So, but he has nothing to do with the colors of this material world. Monsoon cloud color, it has nothing to do with Krishna's color. Krishna's color is completely transcendental. And khandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. So he says, he is so attractive that his beauty excels that of thousands of cupids, koti, millions of cupids. So Cupid, Kamadeva is most beautiful person. He is a god of love or lust. So he attracts everyone, right? Everyone is attracted by Kama, right? Everyone is suffering from Kama in this world. So it is called as Radroga in Bhagavatam. Heart of the disease. Sorry, disease of the heart. Sorry. Not this cardiac diseases. This is something special disease which cardiac. So we cannot treat this disease even by cardiac surgery. Radrogam. This. So solution is Vikriditam Rajavadur. So that when we hear pastimes of Krishna with Vraja Vadus in Vrindavan from authoritative sources, then we will become free from this. So Kamadeva is very attractive. So sometime we see that some beautiful woman passes, so you may get attracted. But all the beautiful women of this world are just like frogs in front of apsaras. Frogs are attractive? No, no. So, are cockroaches. And apsaras are also insignificant in front of cupids. Such thousands of cupids. Naranarayan Rishi was performing austerities. Indra sent Kamadeva with along with apsaras. So he tried to seduce Naranarayan Rishi, because anyone who performs austerities, Indra becomes scared, because if someone becomes performs austerity and attains piety, so Indra's position will go away. So Indra is always worried. If someone is practicing serious brahmacharya, Indra becomes unhappy, and then he will send some two-legged deer to attract him. So right. So in this way we see that he sent her. Then Naranarayan Rishi, he produced more beautiful apsaras. Then all these, you know, Cupid and apsaras, they became ashamed in front of the beauty of those apsaras created by Naranarayan Rishi. In this way he defeated them. He showed that you are trying to seduce me, but I am the source of all the beauty. So Krishna's beauty is like that. ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೋಭಂ ಖಮನೀಯ ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೋಭಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾತುಷಂ ತಮೋಭಯಂ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಈ ಲುಕ್ ದೇರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್, ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಬೋಡ್. Then Prabhupada writes, Vedic literature's cut open has said that there is nothing superior to the abode of the Lord, that is Paramagati, description of Paramagati, and that abode is the ultimate Purushan sa param kinchit sa kasta paramagati hi. When one attains to it, he never returns to the material world. So napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam yam prapyamani vartante ತದ್ಧಾಮ ಪರಮಂ ಮಮ. ಸೊ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ವಿ ವೆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಗುರುಕ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಕಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಸೊ ಆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭುವನ ಲೋಕ ಪುನರಾವರ್ತಿನೋ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಲೋಕ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ಪುನರಾವರ್ತಿನ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ ವಿತ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಯು ಗಾಟ್ ದ ಐಡಿಯಾ? ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಷಿಣ್ಯ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಮರ್ತ್ಯ ಲೋಕಂ ವಿಷನ್. But if you go to the spiritual abode of Krishna, you will not be forced to come back to this world. That is the meaning of yam prapyamam. It is not that we were not there with Krishna. We came from somewhere else, from Brahma Jyoti, or from the body of Mahavishnu. So all this kind of speculations. So they brought in. So we have to see, to understand the meaning of the verses, we have to understand the context in which they are spoken. So context plays very big role in understanding Shastric points. So that is one of the biggest issues in ISKCON, philosophical issue. But Bhagavad Gita is very clear, right or not? And Gaudiya theology is rasa theology. If there is no rasa, relationship, where is the question? So relationship means obviously it is eternal, and we should be with Krishna, right? So with whom we are going to have relation with? So coming to the point that one does not return, Krishna's supreme abode and Krishna himself are non-different, being of the same quality. So this is relation between Krishna and his abode, Achintya Bheda Bheda. On this earth, Vrindavan, 90 miles southeast of Delhi, is a replica of that supreme Goloka Vrindavan located in the spiritual sky. When Krishna descended on this earth, he sported on that particular tract of land known as Vrindavan, comprising about 84 square miles in the district of Mathura, India. So this Vrindavan, southeast of Delhi, 84 square miles in Mathura district, is a replica of that Goloka Vrindavan. That is, so when Lord descends, he comes along with his abode also, along with his associates, along with his abode. Sometimes they say that in other religions, they say that in Islam, Christianity, Prabhupada called it as atheism. God does not descend to this world like that. So Prabhupada called it as atheism, because God has to obey your rules or what? God is your servant. He has no free will. He is not independent. He is not Swaraj. So, and even if you say, okay, it is told in our Shastra, how can we Shastra? Yes, Krishna doesn't come to this world because he brings his own personal abode. He has nothing to do with the material world. So that means this Mathura, Vrindavan, so this tract of land geographically, if you see, it appears that it is in India, Mathura district, and southeast of Delhi. So, but it is not part of material geography. It is a transcendental abode of the Lord. Transcendental abode of the Lord. When this material world is destroyed, this Vrindavan is not destroyed. It remains as it is. It is Akshara, Avyakta, Akshara. So someone may say, oh, we don't see all these things are happening in Vrindavan Dham. Like yesterday I mentioned. So you may see some big buildings, some motor cars, some monkeys, some hogs, some ganja smoking sadhus. So all these kind of things you may see. But but that is real Vrindavan is avyakta, avyakta. That is what Krishna explains here. Unmanifest. We cannot see that with our material vision. So then why we are going there? So still the dham of the Lord, abode of the Lord, will have influence on us, spiritual influence on us. In third canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes that as soon as you enter into Vrindavan area, we become God conscious, he says. We become Krishna conscious. In third canto of Bhagavatam. When Vidura was visiting different holy places there, Prabhupada, he mentions there. So we become Krishna conscious, God conscious. So, of course, we also know that all neophytes have gone there, and who do not know how to live in Vrindavan, what we should do without any training, without philosophical training, without training into practices of bhakti, they have gone there and spoiled the environment. But still, original Vrindavan is Vrindavan. So it cannot have any material contamination there. And the reason for such manifestation of Vrindavan, why Vrindavan manifests into such a horrible way is to cheat people, right or not? So they may think that we are living in Vrindavan, but they are not actually there in Vrindavan. Or some people may say, oh, this is not actually. So like that. So that is exact replica. How to understand? Prabhupada gave example. So in Delhi there is a place called Chanakyapuri. There are some embassies there. Embassies means representatives from different countries, they come and so they act as interconnection, interlink between India and other countries, right or not? There is American embassy. So he acts as interlink between India and America. There is Chinese embassy, there is Pakistani embassy. I don't know whether Pakistani embassy is there or not. So, traditional rival. So, there, in their office, Indian laws will not, although it is geographically part of India, but Indian laws do not apply there. Similarly, this Vrindavan may be part of geographically, if you see, it may be part of this earth or India, but it has nothing to do with material world. There everything is spiritual, it is. So, and we should not see with a materialistic vision, oh, what is this? So, because actual Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments? So, atheistic people, they take advantage of this and say that, oh, you see, what kind of God you are worshipping? He is not able to protect his own temple or himself. what he will protect you people like that, right? On atheistic people, and they will say that, oh, this is just one, you are calling it as God. ऐसे बोलते हैं ना बदमाश लोग, ठीक है? So they say like that. So we understand that Krishna wants to give some service to his devotees. So devotees will, just like all these deities of Vrindavan, they were transferred to Rajasthan. They were under the protection of, you know, Rajasthan kings, Vaishnava kings of Rajasthan. So he wants to give opportunity different devotees to serve him in different places. Right? These are pastimes of Krishna. Right.
So when our people take Nepal and other countries, basically when you take Kathmandu, there are, Kathmandu is known as city of temples. There are so many temples in Kathmandu. So all the temples, they were broken, they fell down. And along with the temples, the deities, they also got broken or damaged. So, but in this case, the deities are not transferred from other countries.
Anyway, there is a, what is that, when Prabhupada was in London and one person, he had kept Radha Krishna deities, he was not worshipping it because according to Hindu idea, so we are not supposed to worship the broken, one finger of Radharani was broken or something like that. So Prabhupada just went and picked both Radha Krishna deities and brought and installed and called them as London Ishwar, like that. In this way, in the future, some pure devotees will reveal their service. So, reveal service means, installation was not called as, this word installation gives indication that we are starting it, starting deity worship or deity service, beginning the deity service. Because Lord's service is also eternal, it is Nitya Seva. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used the word revealing the Vigraha Seva or deity service, like that. So in this way, devotees will reveal the service. Apparently, for some time, due to earthquake, it may stop, service may stop for some time, but it will reveal for that. And why temple of city of temples, why it happened like that with that city? So it may be city of temples, but along with that, materialistic people are doing all other nonsense activities also, right or not? There. So it can happen with Vrindavan also. Vrindavan also was called as city of temples. And Prabhupada used to say 5,000 temples are there. Now must be 10,000 temples must be there. So it can happen there also in Vrindavan. Because when so-called devotees reside, so then Lord has to clean them up. Or he has to escape from their so-called service. And give opportunity to real devotees. There can be many reasons like that. Lord has to escape, no? One day. From so-called devotees. Then?
Prabhupada always repeatedly said that there is no difference between God and His image. From that point, Prabhupada, from that point, even the paintings of Lord, they are identical with the deity form of Lord. But why we give special priority to the deity form? Why don't we prioritize the picture form of Lord? Because they both are same and identical. And we can see that in many ways we give more priority, more we are...
Why? Because... Basically, deity worship is meant for neophytes. Of course, Jiva Goswami also mentioned, until one attains the stage of bhava, one should not give up deity worship like that. So, neophytes can fix their mind on the deity form of the Lord more better than any other forms of the Lord. You got the idea? Especially it is meant to fix, help us to, those who are beginners in Krishna consciousness. So it is meant to fix their mind on Krishna, right? Those who have no attachment for bhajan. Right? Just like, let me complete my answer. Just like if there is no conch shell blowing in the morning, no one would get up in the morning. Everyone will say, chanting Hare Krishna can be done anytime. Smaranena kalaha, they will quote verse also. Therefore this deity worship is there, to wake everyone up in the morning. You got the idea? So, but those who are attached to, like Haridas Thakur bhajan, they will not eat until they chant their rounds. So 3 lakh names. So they have so much attachment. We cannot imitate them. So whatever little bhakti is there, Prabhupada said, if you try to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, whatever little bhakti is there, that is destroyed, he said. So we cannot. So therefore we have Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. System is given by the Shastra and Acharyas. So we follow that. Therefore deity worship is emphasized for neophytes. We give importance to deities. You got that? Even picture is also not required. You have to just chant Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, no? But we are not like that, right? So what was your question? Next question.
Kunti Maharaj, she also maintained deity of law and she used to worship, so do service to the Lord. She was not a beginner. She was like
I said, no. There is no rule that advanced devotees should stop worshipping deities. And it is not also mandatory for them. You got that? So it's according to their approach towards Krishna, love towards Krishna, mode of love towards Krishna. So someone may worship Krishna in the form of holy name and someone may worship Krishna in the form of deity. Right? Someone may worship Krishna in the form of prasadam is also non-different. Right? There are different forms of the Lord. Bhagavatam is also Krishna, huh? Krishna appeared in the form of Bhagavatam, in the beginning of Kali Yuga. So someone may just hear Bhagavatam. But we follow Bahu Anga Bhakti. That is because so we want to engage all our senses in the service of Krishna. Two dimension, three dimension, you have heard these words? That is what is the difference. Yeah, you wanted to
ask. In darkness, we say when Bhutas, Pitas, and they will come while sleeping, you should have some light
always. In Brahmacharya book, it is mentioned, no? Some dim light can be there, something, right? Not mentioned. Not mentioned?
I don't know. I heard. Sleeping, little bit light is there, that actually disturbs.
Ayurveda says
sound sleep.
Veda has different opinions. Many Vedas will differ in from there. We have to see from Vaishnava perspective. I think in Brahmacharya book it is there. It should not be fully dark. It's to keep all the home completely dark without any fire in the home is considered very inauspicious. Vedic culture, very inauspicious. It's just like smashan it is. In smashan also bhutas, pretas, they live, no? Of course our devotees had put a big light here in the, today. It was burning like anything.
Morning 2 o'clock I saw 2:30. It as it goes on burning, it becomes a beginning. When oil is no more, then it becomes. Anything else? It can be kept very light. There is a way to keep that light. You used to keep no vapor. No, Krishna has his. He is a person. He likes peacock feathers. Obviously, peacock feathers are beautiful, right or not? Krishna is most attractive, most beautiful. Yeah, these are all stupid questions. So,
and he gives no answer.
Yeah, what he said. Complete speculation. Why we don't see gopis becoming pregnant or something like that? Because of Krishna wearing peacock feather. Maybe at least I did not come across anywhere in the Shastra till now. Anything else? And you don't have to, everyone, what people say, we don't have to accept it. Most of the people, what they speak is stupid actually. That's why Vacho Vegam is told, control your speech. That is the beginning of spiritual life. I see many people come and talk to me. Most of the things they speak is completely nonsense and bogus. Sometime I cut off. Sometime I refute. That's why Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshantite Jnanam Jnaninastatvadash. Jnana begins how? By surrendering to Guru, by rendering service, by humble inquiry, right or not? That is beginning of knowledge. So everything what we have is just we have to remove that which we should. That story is there, no? Two boys, students, they came to learn mridanga from teacher. One fellow, what do you know? He said, I know this tal, I know that tal. So then he gave him every month 5,000 rupees. He said. And another boy came, he said, I don't know anything. Okay, 2,000 rupees. That first boy said, oh, why you are asking me so much? I know already so much. That is a problem with you, my dear child, he said. Because I had to clean up whatever you have first. Is another thing is called glass is full latitude. Glass. If glass is full, if you pour more, it will spill out, right or not? First you have to empty it and then only fill. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samveda Bhaktivedanta ki jai.